At the beginning of the 16th century, landscape painting began to emerge as an independent genre, and it was Pottenier, an Antwerp painter, who really stands at the forefront of this development. The triptych shows episodes from the lives of three hermit saints. That's what they all have in common. They're saints who were spiritually tested by long periods alone in the wilderness. On the central panel, we have Saint Jerome, who is shown chastising himself before a tiny crucifix. And on the left, Saint John the Baptist, who is baptizing Christ. At the far right, we see Saint Anthony being tortured and tormented by evil demons, and that was his fate in the wilderness. What's so new, really, about it, what catches us off guard, is that here it is the landscape that is featured and the saints who are diminished in scale in the foreground of the paintings. In Pottenier's landscape, we encounter a perfect world. There is almost no sense of air moving. Everything is still. The broad vista is seen from above, while the individually studied components of the landscape, such as the craggy rocks, the buildings, the large trees, are in fact viewed from eye level. Atmospheric perspective and a high horizon line then unite these disparate views to create what appears to be a natural landscape, even though it's very much idealized.